This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Palestinians grabbed their children and belongings and fled neighborhoods on the outskirts of Gaza City on Friday as Israel unleashed a heavy barrage of artillery fire and airstrikes. Israel said it was clearing a network of militant tunnels ahead of a possible ground invasion. Israel has massed troops along the border and called up 9,000 reservists as fighting intensifies with the Islamic militant group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. Palestinian militants have fired some 1,800 rockets, and the Israeli military has launched more than 600 airstrikes. As Israel and Hamas move closer to all-out war, despite international efforts at a ceasefire, communal violence in Israel is also erupting, with Jewish and Arab mobs clashing in the streets. The Gaza Health Ministry says the toll from the fighting has risen to 119 killed, including 31 children and 19 women. Seven people have been killed in Israel, including a six-year-old boy and a soldier. An explosion inside a mosque on the outskirts of the Afghan capital Kabul killed at least 12 people during Friday prayers as worshipers gathered for the Eid al-Fitr holiday and during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group, which declared the three-day truce for the holiday, condemned the attack, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the mosque's imam was among the 12 dead and that at least 15 people were wounded in the blast at a mosque in the capital's Shikhar Dara district. The government and the Taliban have been holding political talks to try to end their conflict as Washington pulls its troops out 20 years after U.S. bombing forced the Taliban from power. This is VOA News. U.S. House Republicans approved Representative Elise Stefanik on Friday for a top leadership spot, sending a message about the direction of the party by elevating the New York Congresswoman noted for her support of former President Donald Trump. The 36-year-old Stefanik takes over the position of House Republican Party Conference Chair from Representative Liz Cheney, who was removed Wednesday after calling Trump's allegations of fraud in the 2020 presidential election a, quote, big lie. The move elevates Stefanik to the third most powerful position in the House Republican caucus. Her voting record is moderate, but on Friday she said, I believe that voters choose the leader of the Republican Party, and President Trump is the leader that they look to. The World Health Organization, or WHO, urged rich countries on Friday to reconsider plans to vaccinate children and instead donate COVID-19 shots to the COVAX scheme for poorer countries. The WHO said it is in touch with the United States about sharing vaccines with the international COVAX scheme. Ireland's health service operator shut down all its IT systems on Friday to protect it from a significant ransomware attack, crippling diagnostic services and forcing hospitals to cancel many appointments. The country's COVID-19 vaccination program was not disrupted, but the attack was affecting IT systems serving all other local and national health provisions. River traffic has reopened on the Mississippi River near Memphis in the U.S. state of Tennessee 3 days after it was closed when a crack was discovered in the bridge that connects Tennessee and the state of Arkansas, the U.S. Coast Guard said Friday. More than 45 tugboats hauling about 700 barges had been idled along the river south and north of the bridge waiting for clearance. Now they can cross under the Hernando de Soto Bridge, the Associated Press is reporting. Economic development officials had been concerned that an extended closure of river traffic could hurt the region's economy and have ripple effects on the nation's supply chain. River traffic under the six-lane bridge was shut down Tuesday after inspectors found a significant fracture in one of two 900-foot horizontal steel beams that are crucial for the bridge's integrity, said the director of the Arkansas Department of Transportation. Engineers wanted to ensure the bridge could stand on its own before reopening river traffic. For more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.